The big job of the week for the Bush administration, promoting the war in Iraq. In speeches, news conferences, and interviews, the White House worked hard to convince a wary public that progress is being made. We asked NPR's Eric Weiner to dissect some of the president's arguments.
This past week, Vice President Dick Cheney trumpeted signs of progress in Iraq, especially on the political front. Here's the vice president speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday.
The Iraqis met every single political deadline that's been set for them. They haven't missed a single one. They took over in terms of sovereignty 21 months ago. They held national elections the following January. They wrote a constitution, one of the best constitutions in that part of the world. They held a referendum on it last October, and last December had turnout of about 78% in terms of the election.
You could quibble with a few days' tardiness, a missed deadline here or there, but overall, says Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution, the vice president has his facts right.
He is correct, I think, that achieving political milestones more or less on the schedule that's been set forth has been one of the most hopeful things that's happened in Iraq in the last 3 years. And all of us as Americans who are hoping for success in Iraq have to hope that in turn these milestones really mean something.
And there lies the rub. Not everyone is convinced that these political milestones mean much of anything. Yes, Iraqis held elections, but those elected have yet to form a government. Yes, they wrote a constitution, but it has yet to take effect. Edward Lutwak, a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Iraq is merely going through the motions of democracy, all form and no substance.
It is somebody who says, yes, I go in the kitchen, I take the pot, I pour in the liquid, then I do this, then I pour in the powder and so on. The only thing is, instead of food, you're dealing with water and sand, okay? At the end of the day, having gone through all the procedures, you don't have a meal. You have some warm, wet sand. And that's what's been happening there.
And what of administration claims about the training of Iraqi security forces? Here again is Vice President Cheney.
We've seen major progress in terms of training and equipping Iraqi forces.
True. Many experts agree that there has been progress in terms of the number of Iraqi forces trained. But those numbers are still inadequate and, besides, says Edward Lutwak, numbers alone don't tell the whole story.
You can look at them and count uniforms, but they happen not to be ours. We own the uniform. The person inside belongs to somebody else. That somebody else could be a Shia militia like that of Mr. El-Hakim, who cooperates with us. And then again, it could be a militia that is against us.
Perhaps Vice President Cheney's most controversial comment is this characterization of the Iraqi insurgency, a characterization made last May and reaffirmed just this past Sunday.
The level of activity that we see today from a military standpoint, I think, will clearly decline. I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
By any measure, that statement is not defensible.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
The number of attacks per day by the insurgency, the estimated strength of the insurgency, the number of casualties they've been causing to Americans or Iraqi security forces or their own citizens, by any metric you look at in Iraq, there is simply no way to argue that the war has been winding down somehow since last spring.
It is very unusual, says O'Hanlon, for Bush administration officials to make such an obviously false statement about progress in Iraq. Most of their claims are true, he says, selectively true. As is often the case in Washington, it's not what officials are saying that matters, it's what they're not saying. Eric Weiner, NPR News.